Here we go with mitzvah 365. Shin Samachay, a year full of mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem. 365, the first of three mitzvahs relating to the parsha of Sota. Says the Torah by Revi'i in Parshas Naso. Vayidabar Hashem Moshel Imar, Dabel Bnei Yisrael Ve'amartal Lehem, Ish Kisista Ishto Uma'ala Bo Ma'al. A man, if his wife strays, Sista is a lashon of turning, straying away, Uma'ala Bo Ma'al, and she's Mo'el. Ma'ala b'mal. Hopefully, we'll get back to that lashon. V'shachav ish osa shechva zera v'nela meinei yishav nisravinit ma'a. And she possibly lies with another man, and the husband doesn't know exactly. V'nisravinit ma'a. Of course, the drush has learned that from these psukim. V'edein ba. There are no witnesses, but she is secluded. She is in private with another man after being warned by her husband not to be there. So we know the process. The man, the husband, brings his wife to the kohen. V'evias karbana. She brings a special karban, which Beis Hashem will talk about in the coming days. Lo yitzok al Hashem and lo yitin al avona v'chulu. The carbon mincha does not have oil or Lavona on it. The Kohen takes it, go through the entire process. He puts a Shem Hashem into water. He makes her take a Shvua. The Shem Hashem is Nimchak, and ultimately the water, if she is guilty, does its task, and of course causing the woman who is Chayev Esmisa. There are many limitations to this din, but this is the general parsha of Sotas. There is one mitzvah saseh and two mitzvahs lo saseh. The mitzvah saseh is today's mitzvah, Shin Samachay. As the Chinuch says, mitzvah sota she yivieha haba'al el hakohen. It's clear that the mitzvah, according to the Chinuch, seems to be on the husband. The Baal should bring him to the Kohen v'yaseh lo k'mishpat ha-kasuv, and he shall do according to what he is supposed to do. That is what the Chinuch seems to say. The mitzvah is on the Baal. Lo havi, the Chinuch says, ha'isha ha-sota el ha-kohen she'yaseh lo k'mishpat ha-kasuv alev ha-parsha, that he should bring the woman to the Kohen, and everything that is described in this parsha should be done. V'inyin ha-sota mefurashu ba-kasuv, it's explained explicitly in the text, she'ya'isha shekina ba-baila, the husband warned her. The woman was already acting improperly with a certain man, and the husband warned her, don't do that. Sota is a lashon of satas himi baila, she has strayed away. Ki rova kna'osya vo'u besibas pritas ha'isha. Ki most of the time, if the husband is jealous, most of the time is because of the woman's behavior. V'lachein tikra sota mi baila, v'kivan shekina ba. And that is the lashon of sota. So again, sounds like the chiyuv is on the Baal. If you look in the Menchas Chinuch here, he quotes the Beis Shmuel. All the achronim on this mitzvah quote the Beis Shmuel. The Menchas Chinuch quotes him in Os Yud Gimel, where the Beis Shmuel says, what if the husband doesn't want to bring his wife? Says the Beis Shmuel, Shema ba ena ba rotzeh lahashkos habezin kofenos lahashkos levar asafek. Once the process has started and the husband doesn't want to be mashke her, so then it doesn't matter, we Beis Din acts on his behalf. Says the Menchas Chinuch, that fits in to the Chinuch, who holds it's a mitzvah shebegufo, it's a mitzvah upon the Baal to do it, and if the husband isn't doing it, like any mitzvah asay, Beis Din is kofa on a mitzvah asay. Right, that is what he says. Near the mitzvah asay ala Baal, lahavios olash kosa. And if you don't do this, and he says, look in the end of the Chinuch says, if somebody violates and does not do the process, va'overal zeh, v'kino lishto v'nistera. Right, if you don't do anything, if a woman is not acting properly, it's nothing. But if you're already in the parsha, he warned his wife, and she had the seclusion, and then he didn't follow through. You start the process, she's already called a sota, and therefore one of the achiv asay to continue the process. So that is a chov as gavra, and Beis Din fulfills it for him if he doesn't do it himself. That pashtus is against the Rambam. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Sota, yesh, that there are three mitzvahs. Number one, la'asos l'sota kitoras haknaos hasturos batorah. To do to the sota, to do. The bailim, the husband, is not doing anything here. So la'asos is on the kohen. So the chiyuv is on the kohen, and Beis Din, generally not on the husband at all. So that is a machlokes. We've shown him, seemingly, who the mitzvah is on. Okay, Beis Din, we'll get back to that machlokas. First, let's do a little of the messages. Shorish mitzvah zu nigla l'choroi ha-shemesh. The message of this mitzvah is obvious to all those who think a little bit. Shu sheva gadol b'uma. This mitzvah, if you think about it, is an amazing reflection of Hashem's love for His nation. We think about this mitzvah like, sota, what does this have to do with me? So Shevach Adav Uma, this mitzvah is a reflection of the great love that he has for us. Lios lanu tachbula lahotzi mitoch levavenu achshad b'nishosenu. For us to be able miraculously to clear up everyone's name. Vila das be'emesim zinsa ishidachas b'ayla lo zinsa. A man doesn't know. Did his wife? Didn't his wife? How does he know? No other religion, no other nation has such a tool. Masha'i efshal l'chol goyu mamlacha lios b'neim kain. They don't have it. Right? The pasuk says in Mishle, achlo machta piyav amar lama lo pal di oven. Somebody does something and they say, I didn't do anything. Because who's going to be megaleh? But says the Chinuch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, what other mitzvah has a miracle associated with it? This mitzvah. V'nasan lo'akel mofes, l'das inyan zeh ha'ne'elah mishar ha'amim. Hashem gave us this mofes. U'mitoch kach, and through this mitzvah, tisrabe bein ish l'ishto ahava v'shalom shalem v'zareinu yekodesh. Through this mitzvah, the husband and the wife will be brought back together. As Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochel, to let his great name be erased, just so that a husband and a wife can get back together. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky discusses this mitzvah also beautifully in Parshas Naso, where he says, "Sheteva other." You think about it, we think, "Oh, this is an anti-female mitzvah." Chas v'shalom. First of all, the husband also blows the boel also blows up wherever he is, and also if the husband hasn't been faithful, then the water doesn't work anyway. So there's a balance. But says Rav Yaakov, just the opposite. This is made for the woman. Remember, this woman that we're talking about hasn't been acting so properly. The husband wouldn't have been mekana her if she wouldn't have been hanging out with other men. Says the Torah, though, and says Rabbi Yaakov, Sheteva ha'adam, shim nechnas bilibo eze mechshad alishto. It's natural if a man ever starts suspecting his wife about something, the relationship's finished. How could the wife ever convincingly tell her husband nothing happened? The husband will always, at the back of his mind, is she telling the truth? I'm not sure. It will never leave. The only way is if God himself comes, kaviyachol, and testifies on her behalf. You know what this mitzvah is? Exactly that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming, bechvodo uva'atzmo, and be maftiachim, that she is tahora. V'yavah pisha b'shar dini ha-Torah, kaimalon, shal pishnei edim yakam davar. And even though usually we require two witnesses, and we don't paskin like baskols, big sugya, mikol makom, afilo mishma ba'al mishnei edim, shlozin se'ishto. Even if two witnesses would say your wife didn't do anything, would he still believe? Would he believe them? Okay, it's two witnesses, I have to, but I don't know. Maybe they're also lying. Because even two witnesses, we know Vadi, they're telling the truth. It's also Xeris HaKasev, why you trust two. It's the Rambam's Lashon, he doesn't quote it, but the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchus Yisod HaTorah, that trusting two witnesses is Xeris HaKasev. Sha'oleinu laha'aminam v'likvo ha'din al-piyam. We're covered the din. Aval l'rigshe u'lecheshte ha'ba'al lo yo'olzeh. But for his emotions, for his feelings, two witnesses aren't going to help. V'yafilom yavo navi, and even if a navi says, Teva ha'adam, he's still not going to take it. The only way is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes and is made. That's what it means here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, erase my great name. V'yezeh b'chino l'das as a emes, and ke'ilu he is being made, and that's the godless of this mitzvah. That's the Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Bem Aleph, Gadol Shalom Sheminish L'Ishto, Shari Amra Torah, Shmoshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenechta B'kdusha, Yimach Elamayim. So Rabbi Yaakov turns everything on its head, and that is this mitzvah is for L'tovas HaIsha, to take her out of any chshad that the husband might have. That is what he says. And again, we go through the Chazal, and all everyone knows we stop at nothing for Shalom Bayis. Right? The Gemara tells us in Yevamit that even a lie, Mishum Shalom Bayis. Right? We learned that from none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham that Sarah doesn't believe, but he doesn't add on that he said that, she said that he was also old. It's a beautiful medrash. It's quoted in the Osvas HaTorah, but a similar medrash appears in Rashi on Pirkei Avos by about Aaron HaKohen. Ma'aseh Rebbe Meir, Sheyoshi V'Dorish B'lo Shabbat B'meis Medrashu. One time Rebbe Meir was giving a shiur on Friday night. That's the first message of the medrash. Rebbe Meir was giving shiur Friday night. V'isha Achaz Ha'aseh B'drasha. There was a woman at the drasha. That's the second thing we can learn. Women learning, a woman in the drashas. When he finished the drasha, she goes home. Mistama, this was after the meal. She went out for the rabbi shir. Umata sheneiras kvar kabu. She comes home. She sees the candles went out already. Shala baila hechan ayita. The husband says, where have you been? She says, I was listening to your mayor's drasha. Amar la, the husband gets mad and says, ein at nechneses lebesi, ashetelchi v'taruki b'fanash Rabbi Meir. Yeah, you're at his drasha? Go spit in his face. meaning he was mad. Nigla Eliyahu HaNavi the Rameyer. Eliyahu HaNavi appears to be mayor and tells him the story and says, because this woman came to your drasha, that's why look at the fight that there is now in the house. So what did Rabbi Meir do? Halach v'yashav al beis medrash hagadol. Rabbi Meir goes and sits on the beis medrash. The woman came to daven there. She didn't know what else to do. Rabbi Meir sees her and runs over and says, please, please, my eye is killing. Could you please help my eye? She's like, sure, what should I do? Rabbi Meir says, just spit in my eye a couple of times. That's the best medicine. I know saliva, it's unbelievable. She's like, I'm not spitting in your eye. Rabbi Meir says, spit in my eye. And she spits in his eye, and she goes back and is with her husband. The Talmidim saw what happened and said, Rebbe, kach v'vazim divrei Torah. Ilo ha'ita omer lanu. Let's get the husband and give him lashes. Say, what are you, crazy? She came to a shear. Amar lahem, Rameyer says, lo yehe kavin meir gadol mikvo kono. I'm no greater than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that his name could be erased to be matol shalom benish lishto, then cover Rabbi Meir. You know, Rameyer says, I don't have to be such a kapton. That is the message of Rameyer, but that's what the chinuch says here. That the message is that the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to his am. Umarech arech or beparti yonam elu. I'm going to go through some of these details, but as he says, I'm going to need a lot more than with the space I have here. V'lachein, he finishes off in this section. B'yos tama inyan neis bu'umaseinu v'kavod gadol la'am. Lahem. Because the message of this mitzvah of Sota is about the miraculous events that will occur to Am Yisrael. And it's great covet for them. Pasak b'shashen eskakul ba'averus. Once Klal Yisrael started to be steeped in Gilui Arayos, then what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do? What kind of covet does this nation deserve? That's why the Gemara at the end of Sota says, Misharabu anofim pasku mesota. They stopped using the mesota stopped working, whatever the pshat is, because the nace was not appropriate for the level that Bnei Yisrael were on at that time. Good. The major issue in the Achronim, and there's a beautiful discussion of this in the Mitzvahs HaMelech, Rabbi Sement, who we like to quote in his Sefer, from his Sefer on Mitzvahs Aseh, there's a Mitzvah Aseh Reish Chav Gimel, he discusses, when we say a woman is a Sota, we know that she is a Surah Labayla until the process of the Mesota, are followed through. And again, if she does not blow up, then she could go back to her husband, or for whatever the reason, and if there's a punishment, obviously, then the punishment follows through. But until that time, do we consider her, it's only a suffix, she had yichud, do we consider her a vadai zona until that point? Or only suffix, but we treat her like a vadai. But it's still only a suffix. Are there differences between what we assume from a vaday zoner or not? Bahada asakas of suffik vaday. Ha'imi din Torah donen oso. Umechaz kinan lak ilus in savaday. Umeata yishala din zona? Or do we say no? The after asakas of kavaday, the Torah says you have to treat her as if she did it. Hainarakshan nasra albaila. Meachashani kinan vestira. That's all because she was nasaras albaila. But mikal makom, lo donen osaki lavaday zinsa. She's nasaras. But we don't consider it as if it's a vaday. So that is the shaila. How much is it a chiddush, and she's only usher because of a chiddush din, or do we say she's in the category of a sota? So he quotes at least four nafkaminas related to this chakira. Number one, he says, we know that there's an itta isser daraisa in Parashat Kiseitse. Acharei asher hu tama'a. There's an isser daraisa if somebody is machzer grushaso. If somebody retakes his wife that he divorced and the woman had been married in the interim, he's not allowed to remarry his wife. Machzer grushaso. That isser includes a zona. Not only if somebody was married, he divorced his wife, and his wife married somebody in between, and now he wants to take his wife again, but even a zona. A zona is a sura labaila. What isser is that? That's this isser, the same isser of acharei asher hu tama'a. Machlokas rishonim, he quotes between Tosfos and the Rambam. What about a sota? If a man lives with his wife after she has the status of sota, does he violate this isser of acharei asher hu tama'a? Tosva says, yes, you're going to get malchus for acharei asher hu tama'a. And the Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, malchus mardus. After a woman's a sota, the husband can't be with his wife. And we might even give shomrim that he's not with his wife until he gets to Beis Din. But we want to give him malchus. Says the Mitzvah Samelach, this is gufar chakira. How do we look at an isha sota? Is she vadai, like a zona? We treat her, the suffix, like a vada, that's Tosfos. So the Rambam says, no, we don't treat her like a vada. It's just a yachshash, a suffix that we have to treat like a vada, but as we know that there's a difference, it's not actually like a vada. Number one. Number two, beautiful question. And that is when we give this woman to drink from the mei sota, from this water, mei amarim, why are we giving her to drink? Because she has to clear up her name? Is it a din birur shemevarer imzinsa olo? O the din shtia he din matir. The acharation neesra mikoach akinu vestira beinon din matir alze vashtia matirasa. Is she clearing up, or is there a bona fide iser that has kicked in, and the shtia is matir that iser? And he says, if you look in Reb Chaim says in the Gracha Lashas, right here in Sota, he says that the Rambam holds that the shtia samayim is a din matir to the kini and the stira. It's not exactly to clear, didn't beer, didn't matir, says the business of Malchus, the Rambam Lishitaso. Because really, it's not that we really think she was Mizaneh. We have no idea, but it's a suffix that you have to treat like a vadai. The iser flows from the kinui and the stira, not from a maisa's nus that we don't even know if it occurred. So that's why it's a din matir. Mashaikin, according to Tosfos, you might say, no. We assume it's guilty until we, otherwise, why guilty? Because we really think she was Mizaneh. We treat the suffix like a, based on circumstantial evidence, like a vadai. One other point he says, then we'll finish up. And he says, what about an eid echad? An eid echad. What if an eid comes after, this is the machlokas, what if an eid comes after, the cloth was put into the water, that she was Tamea. What do we say in that case? Oh, so, I'm sorry, the other way. The Rambam says, what if an Eid Echad comes after she drank, and the Eid Echad says she was Mizaneh Mamish, but the water didn't make her, didn't kill her. And that's what the Rambam holds. If an Eid Echad comes that she was Tamea after she drank, and she didn't die, Muteres. And they ask on Rambam. I don't understand. In Eid Echad would have prevented her from drinking beforehand. Eid Echad she Tamea. So what's the difference now? So the answer is, based on Reb Chaim, is beautiful. The Rambam holds that this is a separate Isser based on Suffolk, and it's a Matir. Once the Matir kicks in, it's finished. Beforehand, you could prevent the Matir. But once you have the Matir, it doesn't matter if an Eid Echad comes, it's still going to Matir. Finally, says the Mitzvah Zamelach, there are others, but we'll stop here. Maybe that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Chinuch, whether the mitzvah is on the Kohen or the mitzvah is on the Bailam. The Rambam said the mitzvah is on the husband or on the Kohanim. According to the Rambam, it's not a din vadai that my wife was Mizaneh. If my wife was Mizaneh, then you for sure have to bring her to Beis Din and take care of things. That's what the Chinuch says. That's maybe he holds like Baalei Tosfos. But according to the Rambam, it's not a Vadai. So there's no Chiyuv per se. So it's just once the process starts, the Kohanim have to do as it says in the Torah. But that is a major discussion in the Mitzvah HaMelech related to the Lumdis of what the status of an Isha Sota is. Good Midini HaMitzvah. Let's get into some of the halakhas of the mitzvah, and then we'll continue in the next two mitzvahs. Masha Omer Zachorin Lavracha, Shinina Kinui Hu Kagon, Shamar Alishta, what's the process? The process starts off with the husband warning his wife, saying, don't have yichud with so-and-so. L'ishto b'fnei Eidim Altistri and Ploni, don't have yichud with so-and-so. The Minchas Chinuch adds in Ostes, theoretically, the man could say, what if the woman is just around lots of men? Not just one. So he could say, don't be with so-and-so and so-and-so. And if he wants, he could say, don't be with, I ask you to have yichud with anybody in the world. If it's that type of situation. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Einem avur, didafka dahakinu yel ish prati. Ubevadayim hi chashuda be'enav, umakani lo api edim, altistriim ish mikol ba'ay olam. Disr yichudu im kol ish mi ba'ay olam. Afilu tzadagomur. I'm sorry, afilu, yeah, tzadagomur. Even with the gadol ador. Besides the regular Hilchus Yichud, but this is talking about Sota. The Abal Hisra Bashlo Tesyachid Im Shum Isharai Labiyo Velo Pirate. That works. Don't think it's only with one person. And he says that even though it's not the Derech, Kirova Olam Becheskas Kashrus, Ubalava Chilo Yisyachtu Imaki Yisr Torah, Rak Pa'osa Wish, but still, if he did it, so then it would count as a Kinui. And he quotes a little Raya from the Gemara in Sota and Abbez Mabez, where it talks about after a Kinui, she's Bodelos Min Ha'anoshim, from men plural, so it could be. That's what is being referred to. But either way, the Minchas Chinuch says it could be on about one person or not. Then the woman has yichud. The discussion in the Mishnayos and Sota, one witness, two witnesses. Either way, she has the yichud. So the husband brings her, and then the process is started. The Chinuch goes through here different exceptions to the rule. He goes through that the entire time we are trying. Ayde Bezdin and Ayde schlepping her around, we try to get her to admit. Before, HaKadosh, we put the cloth into the water. Right? When we put the cloth into the water, it's all over. Right? What do you mean it's all over? Then we're going to force her to drink. If she decides after the Hashem Hashem is Nimchach, no, I'm not going to drink, I don't want to, then we force it down her throat. Beforehand, if she says, I don't want to drink, then we listen to her. We tell her to admit. What if she says, I don't want to drink? So then, okay, the husband has to divorce her. I don't want to drink. She says she doesn't have anything, she can't be proven innocent. But she can refuse the process beforehand. Says the Chinuch. We don't force her. Whether she says, I did it, or she says, I didn't do it, but I'm not drinking anyway. But either way, she'll lose her ksuba and she'll be divorced. But that is her choice. But once the process starts, then there's no way out of it. The Chinuch then goes through a list of women that are excluded. Don't drink. That don't drink, even if they want to and their husband wants to. All the different, the 15 women that are listed here. Arusa, Shomeres, Yavam, Chigeres, many of the people on the list. One who is not on the list, interestingly, is based on a Mishnah Maseches Idios, comes up, is quoted in Brachas, and that is Giores. Machlokas Tanaim, whether we're Mashkenes HaGiores. So we Paskin, we are Mashkenes HaGiores. So if you remember the Gemara in Brachas Yotes, where the Gemara there quotes the Mishnah Idios that Shmai Naftalion, right, the Raya brought in the Mishnah that we're Mashkenes HaGiores, Shmai Naftalion, we're Mashkenes HaGiores. And Akavya ben Mahalalel said, yeah, that's no Raya, they were from Gerim. And as a reaction to that, as the possibility that someone said that the halacha was based on a bias, so they put him in Cherim, and the Gemara says it couldn't have been Akavya, must have been somebody else, but Gioris, we paskin, does drink. That's why it's not on this list, Mashkenasa Gioris. And there are many other halachas here, but Hashem will be able to talk about that in the coming days. We have to talk about the Megillah, how it has to be written, and the mitzvah, just to finish up this mitzvah, v'noheges mitzvah, bizvan abayis, bizacharim, this mitzvah applies bizvan abayis to the males. Quote, the Chinuch says to the husband, the Rambam says to the Kohanim involved, only v'davka k'sheisha bezdin shal shivim v'yachad. You need a Sanhedrin HaGadol. Sanhedrin HaGadol, that's the only time that the process of Sota kicks in. If not, right, already Bisman, the Mishnah says at the end of Sota, they already stopped it when Bnei Yisrael reached the low levels. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about in Sota, but Hashem will have some time during the next two mitzvos as well.